Oh, it is me, it is me, it is the Luminary. And you're listening to The Truth Stands from Charlotte, North Carolina. Saying you can chase a lie all over the world, but the truth, it stands where it stands. And we're taking a stand here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am once again in the glorious Truth Stand Studios, a.k.a. the second room in my house. I am also behind the platinum blue microphone. I am in front of the Dell Inspiron 6, whatever, whatever. To my left, the Galaxy Tab S4. And to my right, on airplane mode, will be the Pixel 2 XL. And this show today is going to be a little quickie. It's called The Truth Blitz. What is The Truth Blitz? This is when I'm whetting your appetite for Sunday's big show. By the way, which will be coming back. I took a couple weeks off, had to go be before the Lord. Several other things got in the way, but the Sunday show, it's coming back. And that Sunday show will be on thetruthstand.org. That is thetruthstand.org. You can listen to that and all the other shows I've posted so far, along with The Truth Blitz. This is episode number 2. This is when I just give you a sample of things that I want to talk about. It doesn't mean that they will necessarily be on Sunday's show, but I'm going to talk about these things, give you a little bit of a preview of each article. Well, I may just give you a headline because I might not even talk about this on Sunday. I will give you my overall views on some things that's been going on over the past couple weeks, because I know that you've been dying to hear from the Luminary, and that is exactly what going to happen. So what I'm going to do right now is pull up my little Google Chrome. I'm going to pull up the bookmarks where all my articles are listed, all the wonderful articles are listed. Let me just start reading to you some of the things that I'm mulling over for Sunday's show. Christian Pregnancy Center vandalized with "You hate women, Jesus hates this" graffiti. That's from the Christian News Network. So basically, it's a Christian pregnancy center that is trying to counsel people on how to deal with being pregnant. And they are also counseling people that there are other options other than abortion. You can adopt. You can give your child away. But no. Not for the infanticidal, crazed, murderous, demonic, evil abortion rights activists who basically want you to be able to kill children. Even when the third trimester is here, even when the baby is about to be born, just like that madness and that insanity and that absolute abomination that took place in New York when they basically constitutionalized infanticide. They said that even in the third trimester, even as the baby is just about to be born, the baby can still be killed. There is this fool named Ralph Northam that I'm going to talk about later. But there's this fool in Virginia, Governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, who also endorsed infanticide, basically saying, well, what would happen in the case where there is an unwanted baby and the abortion is botched or the baby is born? Well, we will keep it company. We will keep it fed, keep it warm. We will take care of it until the doctor and the mother make a decision. What? You're not going to give the baby its last rites? You're not going to give it its final meal? I mean, seriously. But this is the country we're in. Vermont is trying to do the same thing. New Hampshire, Massachusetts, New Mexico. And I'm sorry, not New Hampshire, but New Mexico. States like that are all rushing to try to constitutionalize infanticide. Pure, disgusting. Speaking of disgusting, I hate politics. Tonight will be the State of the Union address, so therefore you know I'm recording this Tuesday night. And let me give you the summation of the State of the Union speech. Or better yet, let me give you the summation of the critique of the State of the Union. Donald Trump sucks, and Stacey Abrams is a new star, and she's glorious. Who is Stacey Abrams? The person giving the Democrat response to Donald Trump's State of the Union. Black Democrat who failed to win her seat in Georgia, the Senate seat in Georgia, or was it governorship? It was the governorship. But they're going to make a star out of her anyway. So that's the post coverage, okay? So you can not waste your time. That's exactly what's going to happen. And this is why I really hate politics. There's no integrity. There's no honor. These people don't care about you. Everything is all about winning and convincing people to vote for you. That's all it's about. None of these people really care about you. None of these people really, 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 really care. Everything is all about how many people can I tell lies to? How many people can I convince that to trust me and to vote for me? And then when I get there, I'm going to do absolutely nothing as I promised. And they know you're stupid because you're going to continue to vote for them again and again and again and again. Is there no more disgusting creature than a politician? People, if you got people who want to be a politician, if you got a child that wants to be a politician, my God, you did something wrong. These are reprobates. Nancy Pelosi's favorite Bible verse, does it actually appear in the Bible? The short answer is no. But it's a Bible verse that she likes to quote often to push her liberal, socialist, communist, Marxist, leftist, liberal ideology. What scripture is that, you might ask? Well, that's the point. The scripture don't exist. Quote, this is Pelosi. I can't find it in the Bible, but I quote it all the time, and I keep reading it and reading it in the Bible. I know it's there someplace. It's supposed to be in Isaiah. And here's the scripture she claims exists. To minister to the needs of God's creation is an act of worship. To ignore those needs is dishonor the God who made us, or is to dishonor the God who made us. She says it's somewhere in there, but I know the spirit of it is there. But of course, Relevant Magazine, The Daily Caller, they said that scripture doesn't exist. I tried to look it up. That scripture doesn't exist as well. The only scripture that even comes close is Proverbs 14:31, which says, those who oppress the poor insult the maker, but those who are kind to him, or those who are kind to the needy, honor him. But the problem is, that scripture does not exist in scripture. Well, that verse she kicked does not exist, but it doesn't matter. She's going to use it anyway. And I got another article that tells you the 12 times she's actually used that verse. And you're going to be fascinated to find out which 12 times those are. But you're going to have to wait till the Sunday podcast. If you're a Democrat, you're probably not saved. This article is from ReformationCharlotte.org. ReformationCharlotte.org, which is becoming one of my most favorite and trusted websites for information. And I believe that too. I don't know how you are a Christian voting for the Democrat Party. The things that the Democrat Party truly stand for are absolutely antithetical to scripture in every way it could be antithetical. These are the same people who just endorsed infanticide. These are the same people that say it's okay to kill just because the woman doesn't want the baby. And you vote for that?
I'd rather drink muddy water and sleep in a hollow log.
I'm not telling you to go vote Republican. I don't vote. The Bible tells me to not be entangled in the affairs of this world. I am an ambassador from heaven. Ambassadors do not involve themselves in the things of the nation that they're visiting. Remember, this homeland of ours is but temporary. We are but pilgrims and strangers. Atheist pastor says she is staying put.
Oh my God, who cares?
There's at least two things wrong with that. Feminist pastor, who had an abortion? The Pope rewrites scripture. Says God's a pluralist who wills diversity of religions. What is a pluralist, you may ask? A pluralist is somebody that's everything is gray. There is no real truth. What is true for you is true for them. There can be multiple truths. There can be multiple falsehoods. There is no such thing as an absolute standard. And we all know that's biblically incorrect. But that is the Pope. Oh, you want to hear something else about the Pope? Pope Francis tells an Islamic imam who wants to kill Christian converts that you're my brother. This is the same Pope who's also engaged in all sort of ecumenism where as long as you claim to love Jesus, you're my brother. I'm sorry, but according to the Catholic Catechism, I can't be saved unless I am underneath the Catholic Church, and I call the Pope Father. No, that is not biblical Christianity, and no, you are not my brother. United Methodist Church, gearing up for a full and official affirmation of the LGBTQ community. Lesbian, gay, transsexual, bisexual, and questioning. Now, the UMC the United Methodist Church has been pretty liberal for quite some time. I think now they're just basically throwing off all pretensions now. Another Charlotte prosperity preacher is sentenced to prison for tax fraud. This is another thing I hate. Another thing I hate. I despise these men. I despise these preachers who lie on the church, who lie and lie and lie on the church. As a matter of fact, I wrote a little verse about it. I'm just going to read to you this verse. Give me a second here. I wrote this to an instrumental, to an old school hip hop instrumental done by a rap artist named Milkbone. And the track is called Keep It Real. Let me pull my tablet over here so that I won't pull my voice away from the mic. See, it really doesn't matter what you think about me, man. It's the lyrical luminary, sleight of hand, repping the truth stand. Got you cursing and sweating and praying to Satan. You up all night conspiring on your next act of hating. We see you pillaging the villages and raping all the women. You bunch of godless bastards fronting like you Christians. When we all know you ain't no better than a hoe or a 2 cent college slut dancing on a stripper's pole. Now some of you will ask, brother, can't you use better words? I will start with false prophets are held accountable for their words. Don't look at me like I'm the enemy when you let this all happen. When you let stupid liberals redefine what is Christian. I'm tired of these vipers supporting abortion, going to prison for tax evasion and extortion. These crack snorting, race huckstering, poverty pimps, Christless bums, just young, dumb, and just full of cum. Who can give two food stamps about the souls of the kingdom? Who don't really care about the true struggle that's out there? Lust-filled and tragic disciples of the devil. I wish I could beat them down with the bass and string them up with the treble. So that's how I feel about most modern-day preachers and most modern-day preaching. So there it is. That's it. That's all I got to say. Forget that. That's not all I got to say.
I'm not done.
The Super Bowl sucked. The commercial sucked. But you want to know what didn't suck? Gladys Knight's rendition of the national anthem. Beautiful. Gorgeous. I think that's better than Whitney's rendition. I'm sorry. That was beautiful. That was gorgeous. And you could tell she did it out of love for the country. But you know what really disgusts me? How black people tried to talk her out of it. Particularly one CNN host named Don Lemon. I can't stand this guy. Oh, complete hater, complete bigot. Oh, Don Lemon's a disgusting human being. Oh, he says, well, aren't you afraid that this is going to hurt you with black people? Aren't you afraid this is going to hurt you without being in the community? Screw you! I am my own man, and I think my own thoughts. And Gladys Knight is her own woman who thinks her own thoughts. And guess what, Don? Her legacy is cemented. Yours, however, is in a bowl of pudding. All right, that's all I had to say. This and many other things you can find at thetruthstand.org. Once again, that is thetruthstand.org. thetruthstand.org. You are going to be able to hear some of these issues and maybe even other issues. It's only Tuesday. Other issues that I may see that I think are worth talking about. Or the Lord may just completely scrub all of this and make me talk about something that's completely different. But with that being said, you're going to see the Sunday or hear the Sunday podcast, the Sunday edition. It will be uploaded by Sunday evening, if no later than Monday morning. And you will hear some of these topics again. I just kind of wanted to whet your appetite a little bit. This is your truth-filled, high-octane Monster energy drink. And you can chase a lot all over the world, but the truth, it stands where it stands. I am your host, the Luminary, and this has been the Truth Blitz.
Now, Gomer's got you all keyed up again.
I'm not keyed up.
Watch a little TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that's what I'll do. Go home, have a nap, then over to Thelma Lewis for TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the plan. Start at home, a little nap.
For the love of Mike, do it, do it. Just do it. Go take a nap. Go to Thelma Lou's for TV. Just do it.
What's the hurry? I don't see you, Ange.